Wrong person. Appointment. You with the appointment? Hello?
Hello? Hello, hi. Is Bernali there?
Yes, speaking. Papa Boston will make it. How can
yes,
I help
ma'am.
You?
Yes, ma'am. Bernali, right?
Yes, speaking.
Spanish?
Spanish, no.
Okay. Well, my name is Ricardo from ERC Advisor. How you doing? I'm speaking with the business owner or the decision maker of Efficient Medical Dental.
Yeah.
Great. Just to confirm, was your business, did your business had five or more W-2 employees operation during COVID? You might be eligible for a $26,000 credit average that we're seeing, okay?
My accountant said no.
Sorry?
My accountant said no.
Your accountant said no? Well, this is going to take a few minutes, and you should get this in 2 days, ma'am, without any cost.
No, my accountant said no.
Okay. Well,
So you
didn't have five or more W-2 employees?
Yeah, but my accountant said I'm not eligible.
If you did have five or more W-2 employees, ma'am, and you were operational during COVID, throughout 2020-2021?
If you make money, then you are not eligible. If you lose money, you are eligible.
No, you're not going to lose any money. You're actually going to get this benefit from the Congress that they accepted.
No, they said if COVID time, if the business lose money,
I can transfer you to a knowledgeable senior advisor who could help you claim this process with ease. Can you please bear with me a moment so they can explain a little bit? Okay, thank you. One moment, please don't hang up. Don't hang up, okay?
Okay.
I'm sorry, don't hang up, okay? One moment. One moment, ma'am. Connect the car. One moment.
Good afternoon. This is Eric speaking.
Yes, sir. I have Bernali. She's a business owner, and she's interested in learning more about the ERC program. Please take her over. Thank you.
Sure. Hello. Good afternoon.
Hi.
Hi, you were transferred over regarding the employee retention credit, the grant for the business?
Yeah, my accountant said I'm not eligible.
Okay, and why is that?
He said that if you lose money COVID time, then you are eligible, other than not.
Okay, which is very common. We hear that all the time. And then if it was 2020, you would be right. But 2021, Joe Biden, he changed the CARES Act. And one of the things that he changed was if you don't have that revenue decline, you can still qualify through what's called a change in operations. So basically what that means is you look at the way you operated your business before the pandemic and then during the pandemic, what are change and pivots that you had to make as a business owner to continue your success throughout that time?
So let me talk to my guy and I call back you. And call me back again.
Okay.
Patient to refuse. Okay, I'm with the patient, okay? So I have to hang up. Okay.